I'm Jason Lopez of PodTech.net. Intel released its earnings figures for the last quarter of 2006. Revenue came in at $9.7 billion, 5% less than a year ago. And also profit, down 39% at $1.5 billion. On the profit side, Intel did beat estimates. And the company says it retooled in 2006, and we should see a resurgence in 2007. I had a chance to sit down with CFO Andy Bryant to talk about the outlook for 2007 and the figures from the latest quarter.
It's been a difficult year. The first half of the year, on various product families, AMD had a lead over us. Starting in the second quarter, third quarter, we introduced better and better products. We finally had better performing products, essentially across the board. So what does that mean? What that means is my fourth quarter revenue came in above seasonal norms. So while my unit demand was as expected, my average selling prices went up. So the fourth quarter ended on a strong note. If you look at geographies around the world, every single region of the world, Japan, Asia Pacific, Europe, the Americas region, all grew. So we have a situation right now that actually feels pretty comfortable. We've laid a pretty good foundation for 2007.
And of course, you came in at the top end of the range. And that, of course, for the analysts is very important, looking at that range. Some of them complain that the range is too wide, but then when you come in on the top end, it sort of settles all the arguments.
Well, certainly it's nicer to be at the top end than another end. We try to put a range where our most likely outcome is the midpoint. One of the reasons the range is wide is, quite frankly, if you miss on the bottom end of the range, you attract shareholder lawsuits and you end up spending Intel shareholders' dollars in court instead of actually just trying to run the business. So that's why the range is probably wider than some of them would like. Makes sense to run the business. In reality, to be at the top of the range is highly unusual. So if you look at the quarter versus our expectation, it was a pretty strong quarter.
Now let's talk about profit. How do you explain some of the figures that came in, which sort of missed compared to last year, but of course, beat some of the analysts' expectations? I wonder how you can explain some of those figures.
Well, the numbers versus last year were down, which, while it's always a disappointment, was expected. The reason the numbers were down in the fourth quarter, remember, as I explained, in the first half of the year when we had AMD had some products that were better than ours, you compete heavily on price. So we lowered the pricing in that part of the year. We're now starting to recover, but what you're really seeing is the cumulative effect of the year reflected in the fourth quarter. So you see some good news there, you kind of wish it were better. It's certainly better than anybody expected, it's better than we expected, better than we forecast, better than most of the analysts expected. So that's a positive note. You have to build on that momentum for it to be worth something though.
How much leverage do you think Intel can get on the pricing war now with AMD over the next year? How long can that continue, do you think?
Boy, that's hard to know. Right now, I do have superior products, better performing products, almost across the board. If you look at the plans we have for 2007, even though it's hard for most people to relate to this thing called a 45 nanometer manufacturing process, it makes your products run faster. It makes them run cooler, so if it's in a laptop prop, your battery will last longer. So that process comes out in the second half of this year. Coincident with that will come more efficiently designed products. So we have a lot of things coming in the second half of this, in 2007, just like we had the second half of 2006. So we think we're positioned, if we can execute our plans, to finish, take what we built in 2006 as a good foundation, and make it even better next year.
You have $5.5 billion slated for capital investment. I imagine a lot of that is earmarked for 45 nanometer process manufacturing.
By far the biggest chunk is going into the equipping the factory. So in 2006, we built a factory in Arizona. We mostly built one in Israel. In 2007, we'll buy the equipment to put in there. So our spending is heavily targeted towards those new manufacturing processes. And again, what a new manufacturing process does, makes your product work better. It also makes it cheaper. So you gain both a cost advantage and a performance advantage.
How much of a game changer will 45 nanometer be?
It's actually not just 45 nanometer. So now you've asked me a very big question, which I don't know if you realize. There's something called Moore's Law. So think about Moore's Law, which says every 18 months you double the amount of transistors on a product or whatever. And you say, that doesn't mean much to me. Let me communicate in a way that a finance person knows and understands. Every 2 years, these processes allow us to get twice as much output out of every factory. So if you start to think, it means your cost per unit gets cut in half every 2 years because of these new processes. And the product works better besides. So if you think of a factory that costs $3 billion to build, by doing one of these processes, I don't have to build the next factory. I can get the output out of the factory I have. Tremendous advantage.
That's Andy Bryant, CFO of Intel, talking about the latest figures from Intel's fourth quarter earnings. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net.